Weiter in Oraisa. We are in Moikatan Daf Yud Chesem and Aleph. Bring it off on the top of the page, second line, last word. Pinchas Ahu Achua Demar Shmuel Issa Bemilsa. Pinchas was a brother of Shmuel. He had somebody who passed away, someone, a close relative passed away. Al Shmuel Lemishal Taima Mine. Shmuel went to go give him, Rosh Hashanah, the Daber Aliba, the Pinchas, to go console him. Chazinhu Letufrei Dahavinefishin. He saw that his nails were quite long. Amalei, Amalei Shakatalu, why didn't you cut your nails? Amalei says to him, Ibidi Dei Havamim Mizalzalas Bei Kulei. If this would have happened to you, would you have been Mizalza in such a way? Like Rashi explains, Ba'avelus Teshalkot the Tufrecha. If you would be in a state of mourning, would you go ahead and treat the mourning in such a light, in such a way that you go ahead and you would cut your nails? Havai Kishigoga Shiyotza Milufnei Hashavet. This statement was like an error that comes from a ruler, Pasuk and Mishlei, when a king by accident makes some sort of decree and he makes somebody goes in prison or get killed and it causes it to happen. V'isir b'milsa b'shmuel. And this thing happened to Shmuel. Shmuel lost a close relative. Rashi says, Avelus, he became an Avel. And then Pinchas came to visit him. All Pinchas achul, the Mishal time in the Mine. Pinchas, his brother, went to go console him. Shaklinu letufrei chavtinu la'ape. Shmuel took his nails and threw it at him in an angry state. Rashi says, Kinu miruv kas v'hadar machnes lahu dezarkin rasha. He was not too thrilled with him, so he threw his nails at him. After he threw them, Rashi says, he then collected them and gathered them up because it's someone who throws nails at someone and leaves them there is a rasha because it could actually damage someone. Amar Lein, he said to Pinchas, Les lach bris krusel svasayim. Do you not hold that a covenant has been made with the lips? Rashi says, Dechsev v'nishtachava v'nishuva aleichem v'chein hava d'chazu tarvayu. This is when Avram Avinu said that he's going to come back. And when he was going by the Akedah, and he said, you stay here, Shvu Polachem, Ema Chamor, Vani Vanar, Nelchad Ko, we're going to go, Vinishtach, Vinishu Vilechem, we're going to go, back. He said, such a lush, and he's able to come back. The Amr Yochan, I mean, Naicha, Risk Crusoe's was saying, how do we know that there's a covenant that comes from the lips? Shanem, Ariel, Avram, Elof, Shvu Lechem, Poem, Chamor, Vani Vanar, Nelchad Ko, Vinishtach, Vinishu Vilechem, Vistaya, Milsa, the Hotu Tavar, and this thing ended up happening, that both of them ended up returning and coming back. So, okay, but the bottom line is we see that Shmuel must hold that you're allowed to go ahead and cut your nails. That's what he did. He cut his nails and he threw them at him and he gathered them up. So, diad in the regalo. First, I thought Shmuel meant you're only allowed to cut your nails on your hand. Rashi says, mutter me avlo mishum de mois, the regalo, but you can't do it on your feet because it's not nasty. Amarav Anan bar tachlifa. It was explained to me from Shmuel that lo shnadi ad lo shnadi regal don't make no difference. It could be your hand or your feet. You're good, no meat. Anyway, you'll have to do both. But it's also to do it with the ginostra. Rashi says, what's a ginostra? Everyone knows what that is. That's misperaim, scissors. You can't use the scissors. You can do something else. Amar of Shemin Baraba Havaka Imna Kamed Rav Yochanan be Midrasha Bechol Shalmoid. I was standing in front of Rav Yochanan in the base of Midrash on the Cholamoid, Veshaklinu Letufer Bishini Vizakinu. And he took off his nails with the teeth. He bit his nails and he threw them to the side. Shmamina Flash, we learned three things from this. Shmamina Mutter Lito Bishimana Bechol Shalmoid. Remember when you're allowed to cut your nails on Cholamoid. Shmamina Imba Mishamius. It's not disgusting to go ahead and to bite your nails. Rashi says, "Made the shakol lebishkin." In fact, that he did it with his teeth. Ushmamina, mutter lezarkon. For me, it's also mutter to go ahead and to throw your nails, seemingly even in a place which is a public area. In fact, my ain is really true. For time, I went to the brayso. Shloshu v'arim never b'tzer panam. The three things I said about nails: ha'kovrim tzadik. Someone goes and he buries them is a tzadik. Sorfen chassid. If you burn them, you're a chassid. Zark and Russia, if you throw them, you're considered Russia. Time am I, what's the reason why I'm allowed to go throw them to a public place? Shema Tavar Aleim, Isha uber v'tapil. Maybe a pregnant woman will walk over them and then have a miscarriage. Isha be midrash lo shricha. But there are women that women are not normally found in the base medrash unless that woman puts the she in yeshiva. And therefore, he's not going to throw his nails over there because women aren't found there. V'chi tema, and if you want to say, zimun de mikanche mikneshe lehu v'shadilu abrai, sometimes the nails get collected and then they're going to throw it outside. Rashi says, "Va'over alayu, it's right. The woman's gonna walk outside by it. No problem. That's not an issue. Kim d'shtani, shtani. Since it left its place, the original place of where it was put, it's not an issue anymore." Rashi says, "Mar hu duchta to have a meikara yishtani v'lomaski. It's not gonna cause nezik anymore." Amar Rabbi Huda, Amar Rav Zug v'machmas mach mechamsan lefnei Rabbi. There was a zug, great sages who came from Chamsan in front of Rabbi. Umar zutra masni. Rashi says, "Zug v'machmasan lefnei Rabbi." Rashi says that Umar Zuchamasni Babai said the Bikshu remanded in Supernaim Bimeaflo Vallabishve the Rav Yehuda, not in Rav Yehuda. So the first one is Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav, Zugma Mechmas Mitzvaria, Umar Zuchamasni, Zugma Mechmas Mitzvaria, Lefnei Rabbi. Did I say Tveria? That's from Megillah, sorry. Zugba Mechamsan Lefnei Rabbi, and here also Zugba Mechamsan Lefnei Rabbi. Bikshu remanded Tzipor Naim, they asked Rabbi about, can somebody go ahead and cut their nails? Otherwise, can an Avil go and cut his nails? V'hitolem, and he matter from, yes, v'im bikshom imenu usafa hitolem, and if they would have asked him about the hair that's above the lip, the mustache, of the mustache, then he would have matter it for them as well. Rashi says, Klomar, anochazina ledaite, ishalu legaleh, chasafa hi matter lem. I saw the way he was behaving, he would have said that. Because no issue here of like cutting that area. That he did, they did ask him about cutting the mustache, and he matted it for them. Amar Avitul Safram Mishmei Derav. Avitul the Sofer said, in the name of Ra, you're allowed to cut the mustache hair, Safa Mizavis Lovin, from one corner to the other corner of the mouth. Rashi says, Misof Ha'apel Lesof Ha'acher Muter Legaler Sharei Ma'akeves Achila Ushtia Mos. It stops eating and drinking, and it's disgusting. I'm Ravami, Besof Ha'akeves, but this is only to the lip that's blocking the food. Right, that's really out of trip. Only if it's something that's like really bothering you in reference to the food. I'm Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Ledidi kisafa mekeves damili. In my case, all the hair that's the hair above the lip is considered like it's blocking the food from going in. Rashi says that the anina daiti kola safa kisafa mekeves damili da anina li daiti. Like this is something which is like he was like a an istinus, you know. So it's hard for him. So you have to cut all of the hair over there. And now another statement from the same person, from Rav Vital Safra Mishra Derav, Paro Shalhibim Moshe, the Paro that lived during the times of Moshe, who Amma, he was an Amma tall, who was a Kano Amma, his beard was an Amma, Ufar Mashtako Amma, Vazeris, and his Shmandrik, Rashi says Amaso, was an Amma and a Zeris long. A Zeris is half an Amma. The Kaima Shenemar, Ushafala Noshim Yikim Alei, this is to go into uphold that which it says he appoints the lowest of men over it. Right? As Hashem rules over everything and appoints the lowest of men. From Rav Itul Savor Shmei the Rav, Paro Shayim Moshe Amgusha Haya. Right, the Paro that lived in his days was a Amgushi. What's an Amgushi? It's like a sorcerer or a blasphemer. It says Rashi is a Machlokas Mizrach Shabbos. Chadam Echarshe Mahochi Yotze Lior Bishvil. So he went out to the water because of Machshefos. V'idachamer Gidufei, there's Megadif, L'alchi Yotze Yishorma Li Ya'ori V'aniya Sisani. Shenamar, Hine Yotze Amayma V'gomer. Says the next part of the Mishnah. V'ele Mechav Samoa Rebom Midian Siyam. These are people who go ahead and to wash their clothing. Someone who, Dur Cholomoid, someone who came from Midian Siyam, from overseas. Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Asi, says Rav Asi, Amar of Yochanan, Misha Ein Lo Ela Chaluk Echad Mutar Lechavsa B'Chalav Shmoyed. Anyone, someone who only has one chaluk, one clothing, can wash it B'Chalav Shmoyed. Masiv Rav Yirmiya, Rav Yirmiya comes on, he has a kasha, Elam Chavsa B'Moyed, Abom Rav Yam, but it only says these, which means Hani in, these ones, yes, Misha Ein Lo Ela Chaluk Echad, Lo, but someone who only has one chaluk, he's not able to go ahead and to actually wash it. Amar Le Rav Yaakov, Le Rav Yirmiya, he says back to him,
Amar Le Rav Yaakov, Rav Yaakov, Le Rav Yirmiya. Azverlach, I'll explain it to you. Masnisen afagav de isli trei umitnefe. You see, our Mishnah means that if somebody comes midinasayam, even he has two clothing that are dirty.
The Mishnah is talking about a person who has at least two of these type of clothings, and they're not allowed to go and wash because you can wash one before and then wear a new one on actual the holiday. The Mishnah is not talking about a person who has only one. That person could wash it on Chol HaMoed under every circumstance because he has no other situation, no other option. Nothing else is able to do.
Shalach Rav Yitzchak bar Yaakov bar Giyorim Shad Rabbi Yochanan Kalei Pishtan Mutar L'chapsa B'chol Shel Moed. Linen garments, they are allowed to be cleaned on Chol HaMoed.
It is much less of a tircha. It's not really such a tircha. That's why. Masav Rava, mitbuchos seyadayim, Rava afreks de kashe. On a chol moed, you can wash hand towels. Mitbuchos hasaparim, beep, turn the page. Yilchas mavis. And that of a barber, haniim, which means these one you could do, klei pishtan lo, but it seems to be like klei pishtan linen garments. You're not able to go and do it.
So Abai says that Masnisin Hafilu de Sharmine, says Rashi, Hafilu de Sharmine, Klomar, Mitbachos, these type of hand towels, the Sharminim, other types of material as well, wool, linen, cotton, Kigon Tsemer, like wool.
I forgot the Nafish Tircha, even though it's a lot of Tircha, but Shari Lechavis. It's put to go ahead and to be mechavis them. That you're allowed to do because we need them for people who are allowed to go ahead and to actually get haircuts. It has to be ready for them. Aval, sharm, kalim, it's other kalim, the sharminim, other types of materials, lo, you're not allowed to. Aval, klipishtan, shar, mechavis, but you are allowed to wash klipishtan linen because that is not a tiacha. Amar bar hid hidaya ledidi chazili yamish of Tveria. I saw that the sea of Tveria, the mapkile mishuchle, the money kitna b'chul demoda. The people were taking bowls of linen clothing to wash it on Chol HaMoed. So we see a lot of go ahead and wash linen on Chol HaMoed. Maskevla baye man limalan. Who can say to us the ritzon chachamim avdi? Who says they did it with the ritzon of the chachamim? Therefore, you don't arrive from there. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish you all a great, great day.